Apparently, this hybrid human-chicken embryos have been created in a U.S. lab, no doubt. This isn't somewhere in China. This is in a U.S. lab. So a team of stem cell researchers have done the seemingly impossible and successfully combined artificial human cells with the embryo of a chicken in this shock new experiment aimed at trying to help better understand developing life. And until now, scientists have been unable to answer how certain cells in a developing embryo decide to become muscles or limbs or anything else, while others become like bones and nerves and things. You know, how does it know what to do? But now researchers, led by Dr. Ali Brivanlo, I think that's how it's pronounced, from Rockefeller University in New York, they've achieved this weird thing that they did, creating this odd embryo. So by grafting petri dish grown human cells onto the embryo of a chicken, the scientists were, for the first time ever, able to observe how cells organize themselves. I would think there would have to be a better way to do that. I mean, sure, it's interesting and you would want to know that, but does it have to be done in this way? So the study was published this week in the science journal Nature, where the scientists unveiled the inner machinations of so-called organizer cells. So organizer cells are responsible for the formation of a cell's top, bottom, back, and essentially dictate how the human body takes its form. Dr. Brivanlo said, no one knew what happens after the ball of cells attaches itself to the uterus. End quote. So this startling experiment could now promise to circumvent the ethical issues surrounding the use of human embryos in laboratory experiments, because countries like the U.S. ban the use of embryos more than 14 days old, which is about the time organizer cells begin to form. And in this new study, the researchers bypassed the rule by growing embryo-like structures derived from human embryonic cells. So the cells were then grafted onto 12-hour-old chicken embryos, which are roughly the equivalent of a 14-day human. And astonishingly, the researchers noted, as the chicken embryo grew, organizer cells dictated the formation of a second chicken nervous system, which is really, really weird and odd. Dr. Martin Bloom, a developmental biologist at the University of Hohenheim in Germany, said the quote, beautiful finding could put an end to the use of actual human embryos in laboratories. And the expert said, quote, it's a real evidence. It's beautiful. This can be shown without the need of using embryos. At the moment, I could not think of a case where an early human embryo would be needed to answer basic questions, end quote. So I guess that's good. But where is this going to get pushed? What happens if they find a way to just let the thing grow and then see what happens? See what's birthed from this just ungodly, abominable union of chicken and man. You know, then what? Martin Pera, a stem cell researcher at the Jackson Laboratory in Maine, similarly praised this finding for opening up new avenues of studying how early development defects occur. So he said, quote, there's quite a lot there that this system will lead to, end quote. In many ways, the study mirrored the discovery of organizer cells in 1924, when a duo of German scientists transplanted cells from one salamander onto the embryo of another one. And the researchers, Hilde Mangold Hans Spemann, I think I'm saying that right, observed the new cells developing in a second conjoined salamander. But here, this case is a little different. Dr. Brivanlo disagreed his team's findings could supplant the use of actual human embryos in laboratory experimentation. He said, quote, there is no substitute for studying the real embryo. Everything else we do when we try to model kind of oversimplifies it, end quote. He also added that the next step is to determine how exactly organizer cells influence their neighbors, which could help efforts to manipulate stem cells into regenerating specific tissues and organs. So really strange stuff. And again, it's where is this going to lead? You can help fight against censorship by making a one-time donation or setting up a monthly donation to Josh Peck Disclosure at joshpeckdisclosure.com/donate. Or, for as little as $1 a month, you can become a Peck patron by heading over to patreon.com/joshpeck. As a Peck patron, you will be entered into contests to have your content featured on the Josh Peck Disclosure homepage, contribute chapters to a collaborative book with Josh Peck, and win a special Josh Peck collection full of materials worth hundreds of dollars. Also, for as little as $3 a month, you will have access to free downloads of Josh Peck books, such as Quantum Creation, Cherubim Chariots, and more. Josh Peck Disclosure is viewer-funded. Head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com for more information. Right now, head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com, the central hub for everything Josh Peck Disclosure. Every day, you'll get brand new videos, podcasts, updates, and more. Make sure you subscribe at youtube.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Also, make sure you click the bell and select the option to always be notified when a new video is released. Follow Josh Peck Disclosure on Twitter at jpdisclosure and get involved with the show on our official Facebook page at facebook.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Disclosure. If you're on Steemit and prefer DTube, follow Josh Peck at steemit.com/@Josh Peck and make sure to upvote all Josh Peck Disclosure DTube videos. Keep checking back at joshpeckdisclosure.com for news, information, updates, and more.